السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg, South Africa, on this beautiful Saturday morning, the 30th of November 2024. Corresponding with the 28th of Jamadul Ula, 1446. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma la nuhti tana'an alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوفعوا عهدا الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: التائب حبيب الله. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib, Damat Barakatuhu, Ahlan wa Sahlan wa Marhaban to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and Afa with Afiyat and Khairiyat. Allah ta'ala take great work of deen from you, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fiikum wa salim kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen to all the wonderful supplications and du'as. Jazakallahu khairan to all our technicians, Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota, and thank you very much, Madam Cheesy. Thank you. Nahmaduhu wa nusulli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 28th of Jumad al-Ula, 1446. Remember that tomorrow, Sunday evening after Maghrib, we have to scan the sky for the new moon and crescent. If the moon is sighted, the crescent is sighted, then that will usher in the month of Jumad al-Akhirah. If it's not sighted, then Monday will be the 30th and Tuesday will be the 1st of Jumad al-Akhirah. So they rise it, inshallah, tomorrow night. We have to scan the sky and look for the new moon and crescent, inshallah, al-Aziz. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 40, Surah Mu'min. We told you in yesterday's lesson, وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ. There was a male, and he was a true believer, and he belonged to the family of the Pharaoh, but he opposed them because they were promoting the batil and the falsehood. And initially he concealed his iman and faith and conviction, and now he announced it and pronounced it publicly to tell them that what you are doing is totally incorrect. So therefore Almighty Allah loved it so much, an entire surah dedicated to him. What was his name? Remember, that is not mentioned in any authentic source. So therefore Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, who was the Grand Mufti of Pakistan, with Allah's help, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, we met him several times. He passed away on the 10th of Shawwal, 1976. Rahimahullahu rahmatan wasi'ah, one of the greatest jurists and scholars produced by the Indo-Pak scholars. So Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah wrote, Abhimu ma abhamahullah, that whatever Almighty Allah has left as ambiguous is not mentioned through any authentic sources. What is the name of that person or that place and so forth? So we should also just keep silent and continue. Not we go and speculate and cause more problems and more objections without any need and necessity for it. So a very good usul and principle to remember. So this person, yeah, he is still continuing and warning his people, the Pharaoh and all of them, and the cronies and comrades, that what you are doing is totally wrong. Hence today's lesson, chapter 40 and verse number 30 to verse number 33. وَقَالَ الَّذِي آمَنَا, and he, the one individual who brought iman, he brought faith on Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. He brought faith on Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam, and all that what was necessary at that time, he brought faith on it. Always take cognizance of the fact that the Torah was revealed to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, jumlatu wahida, one shot, ba'da gharqi fir'aun, after the Pharaoh had drowned. So therefore, wherever the verses come, words like ayatina, and it speaks about Nabi Musa alayhi salam and the Pharaoh, you can't say it refers to the Torah. You will say it refers to the miracles of Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, whose nami ismi grami was mentioned the most in the noble Quran, amongst the prophets and the messengers, 136 times. وَقَالَ الَّذِي آمَنَ يَا قَوْمِ, O my beloved people, إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ مِثْلَ يَوْمِ الْأَحْزَابِ, I fear for you, مِثْلَ سَمَدَ, يَوْمِ الْأَحْزَابِ, أحزاب, the plural of حزب, كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِعُونَ, every party is happy with what they have. Every person has his own masjid, his own darulu, his own khanka, his own markas, his own this, his own that, and then we feel that now we are happy. But that is not what Islam wants. Islam wants we must be united on haq. And then if you have your different branches, it's fine. You can never have unity with batil and with falsehood. Quran Kareem made this very clear in chapter 103, and all of you know the surah and chapter, وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ, and invite the people towards the truth, but the truth is such that people get upset with it. The truth is better. قُلِ الْحَقَّ وَلَوْ كَانَ غُرْوَى, you Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you told Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, O Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Abadar, speak the truth, walau ta'ana mulwa, even though the truth is better. Authentic hadith mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. So, mithla yawm al-ahzab, I fear the punishment will come to you. like that of the nations and generations of the past. Then he mentions them, Allah mentions them, مِثْلَ دَعْبِ, like the people, دَعْبْ إِكَ عَادَتِ, كَمَا, like the people of the past, قَوْمِ نُوحِ, the people of Noah. Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, daytime, nighttime, privately, publicly, all ways that a person can think about and comprehend and perceive, he tried his level best. But they would not accept the truth. They rejected the message and the messenger. And eventually they told him that we don't want to see you, we don't want to hear you. They would insert their fingers in their ears, the alu asabi'ahum fi adanihim. They would cover their faces, wastakshaw thiyabahum wasadlu. They persisted and continued with their pride and arrogance. Eventually, ultimately, consequently, he cried. He begged Almighty Allah, فَدَعَا رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغَلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ. Chapter 54, verse number 10. Noah, Nuh alayhi salam, crying, weeping, and consoling his people, O people. You don't want to listen, and now the threat, the punishment, the chastisement is imminent. Oh Allah, I'm overwhelmed, overpowered. You defend me, you assist me. And then the deluge, then the tufan, and then the flood started, Noah and the ark. And then the flood, how Almighty Allah punished his wife, dispatched her to Jahannam. How Almighty Allah dispatched his son to Jahannam, the hellfire. There's no affinity of anybody to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that the passport and the criteria is our iman, our faith, our conviction, our Islam, that are we really sincere and are we devoted, dedicated Muslims or part-time. So these are the criteria we need to take care of, and we need to be devoted, dedicated slaves and servants of Almighty Allah. All times, all places, all circumstances. So he said, مِثْلَ دَعْبِ قَوْمِ نُوحٍ وَعَادٍ. To open chapter 69, Surah Al-Haqqah, and right in the beginning you will find that about the Aad, وَأَمَّا Aad, and how Almighty Allah Jalla Wala punished them. Almighty Allah speaks about the 7 nights and the 8 days. The hurricane came, decimated them, destroyed them. The 7 days, or 7 nights, sorry, and the 8 days. How Almighty Allah, Jalla, punished them, unleashed his punishment for them. And then all of them lying upside down. They were so big and huge in size. And Allah is showing how he punished them. وَعَادْ وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَوْهُمْ هُودًا, the people to whom Nabi Hud alayhi salam was sent. وَثَمُودْ, and the people of Qawm Thamud. وَإِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ أَخَوْهُمْ صَالِحًا. Many of us, we know the surah, so beautiful it sounds. They had said and demanded from Nabi Salih alayhi salam, you tell your Allah, he must produce for us a she-camel naka from that mountain there, not the conventional way. He warned them that if that she-camel comes and then you reject it, then remember you are inviting the wrath, punishment, chastisement of Almighty Allah. They said, you don't worry, you just bring that naka. So he cried, he begged Almighty Allah for the she-camel. Then the she-camel was brought. Now they had water rationing, one day for the people and one day for the she-camel. Then they did not agree with that. They said they fed up with this agreement. فَكَلَّبُوهُ فَأَقَرُوهَا. And they rejected him for Nabi Salih alayhi salatu salam. And فَأَقَرُوهَا, and they hamstrung the camel, the she-camel, and they, you know, killed it. Qudar was the main person involved, and the others urging him on. Hence, all of them guilty, as charged, no mitigating circumstances, because they remained silent, and because they were happy about it as well. فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ. Just look at the words. Allah Jalla Wala crushed them with a scream and a shout, and then they were totally threatened because of their vices and sins. And Almighty Allah does not fear anybody, anything. وَلَا يَخَافُ أُقْبَاهَا. For Almighty Allah, there is no fear regarding the consequences and the results. Chapter number 91 and verses 11 to 15. How Almighty Allah punished the nations, generations of the past. وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ. And those people after them. Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, Lot, L-O-T, for you the non-Muslims listening, he went to a nation, the Sodom and Gomorrah. Therefore the crime is called sodomy, homosexuality. And he warned these people that this action of yours is totally rejected. And you are the first people to commit this crime of homosexuality, sodomy. They laughed and mocked at him. Then Almighty Allah told him and his followers, morning time, you must leave. Alayhi subhu bi qareeb is the morning time of near, meaning night time you leave, and the punishment will come to them in the morning for the people of Lot, the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. And when the time came, فَجَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا تَعْفِلَهَا وَأَمْتَرْنَا عَلَيْهَا حِجَارَةً مِّنْ سِجِّيلٍ وَأَمْتَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ حِجَارَةً مِّنْ سِجِّيلٍ. Various places is mentioned in the Quran. This is Quran Sharif, Al-Mu'jizatul Khalida, Al-Mu'jizatul Kubra, the greatest miracle of Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is the perpetual miracle of the Master, alayhi salatu salam. I told you with Allah's help, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, five times we went to Palestine. And the sixth time was aborted. The Jutlas, the Haramis, the Shayateen did not allow me and my wife to enter. Nevertheless, the point I'm making here is this. So we went there to Al-Bahrul Mayyid, the Dead Sea. We went to the lowest portion on earth as far as altitude goes. This is what Almighty Allah is speaking about in this verse. Go and study chapter 11, Surah Hud, verses 75, 78, 79, 80, 81. At random, I'm just giving you, go and see and read the entire episode and incident in detail, how Almighty Allah decimated them, destroyed them, but left the remnants and relics for nations, for posterity and humanity. When you go there, not for fun and games, take Ibra and lesson, chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, the last verse, chapter 12, verse 111. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. That in these events and stories and incidents, there are lessons to be learned. But who will take these lessons? The people of true intelligence. Look at the land and the sand, the lowest portion of earth, as far as the altitude goes. Look at the water, so much salt content. Nothing can survive there. It's known as the Dead Sea, Al-Bahrul Mayyit, and so forth. So these are signs. O human being, there is no place for homosexuality and sodomy in Islam. It is punishable by death when there are consenting adults involved. There is no place for lesbianism and so forth. Remember that all these are unnatural actions. But in today's world, where the haramis want to impose their haram actions upon the world, so remember, they will tell you it's a human rights issue. You want to get married to sue two wives, three wives, four wives? They will tell you that no, that is not permissible. But the Torah and the Injil, the Gospel, all the divine scriptures allow it. That which is permissible, they will tell you impermissible, not permissible. But they will glorify fornication, adultery. They will glorify sodomy and homosexuality and lesbian and so forth and so on. So that is the kuffar cult and their culture and their haram activities to corrupt the entire nation and all the masses. Allah forbid. Islam is the only solution. Islam is the only panacea to lead a balanced lifestyle. There's such a lifestyle where we fulfill the rights of Creator, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, and the creation as well. So that is the beauty of it. والذين من بعدهم and the nation generations that came after them. وما الله يريد ظلما للعباد. And Almighty Allah never ever decrees woman oppression for the servants. Allah gives us chances, opportunities, 100 times, 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times. How many times Allah Ta'ala knows everything? His knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. He makes the tari because he is sattar. Allahumma astur uyubana wa dhunubana fi dunya wal akhirah. Oh, beloved Allah, you are sattar, our vices, our sins, our weaknesses, our mistakes, our shortcomings. You conceal it and cover it, oh, beloved Allah. Ya Allah, you are ghaffar. Allah, maghfir lana ma qaddamna wa ma akhtarna wa ma asrarna wa ma a'lanna wa ma anta a'lamu bihi minna. Ya Allah, all our vices and sins, minor sins, major sins, the past, the present, the future, that which we committed privately, publicly, you expunge it from our report and book of deeds, Ya Allah, because we have this firm conviction. Chapter 7, verse 151, وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. O Allah, Jalla wala, include us in your special, special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Whilst, وَوْحَادِيَا. أَنْتَ, you exclusively, أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, are the most merciful one to show mercy, Allah. لَيْسَ لَنَا رَبٌّ إِلَّا أَنْ. We have nowhere to go except to you. We bow down to none except you. We perform sujood and prostrate only to you. We beg and petition you, Ya Allah, Jalla Wala. Our respected Mawlana Salim Kareem in the introduction read the last verse of Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 286. We read it when we bury our deceased. We read it in our homes when we move in there. In our premises when we move in there. Because it belongs to Surah Baqarah. He Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iqra Surah Al-Baqarah, read Surah Baqarah. Why? Chapter 2, verse 286, Atwal Suratin fil Quran al-Sharif, the longest surah, chapter in the noble, glorious Quran, fa inna akhdaha baraka. By reading it, it will bring baraka, blessing in this world, in the hereafter. وَتَرْكَهَا حَسْرًا. You don't read it, then there will be remorse and regret. وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُهَا الْبَطَلَةُ. The evil forces will never overpower it. Today you buy a new house, you have a new premises, you buy a new car, people will say, MashaAllah, SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah. But many of them deep down in the inner recess of their heart, they are burning with jealousy and envy and so forth. We say, Ulmutu bighayrikum. You can go and fret with your anger and with your fury and rage. That is what the Quran Sharif taught us. So always beg Almighty Allah. Did you ever wonder, ponder, reflect on the Quran, the last verse, the last line? Surah chapter 2, verse 286. Wa'afu anna wa ghafir lana wa rahamna. Every word we read, then Almighty Allah says, Fa'altu, fa'altu, fa'altu. Oh my banda, oh my servant, oh my slave, you ask me, you beg me, you petition me and beseech me. وَغَفِرْ لَنَا. So Allah, وَعَفُ أَنَّا. We start from there. وَعَفُ أَنَّا. Regarding the past. Oh Allah, forgive us. We are guilty as charged. There are no mitigating circumstances. Ya رَبَّ الْعَلَمِينَ. وَعَفُ أَنَّا. Then the present. وَغَفِرْ لَنَا. Oh Allah, make sabtari. Therefore, in Arabic, the mighfar, mighfar is the helmet the person wears, whether in Stilfontein or Moofontein. Stilfontein, the quiet place, and Moofontein, where you make harkat and you're on the move. So remember that, waghfir lana. Ya Allah, you conceal and cover our vices and sins in this world in the hereafter. That's for the present and the current. And the future, warhamna. Ya Allah, Azza wa Jalla, you envelope us in your mercy. Tomorrow is Sakarat, tomorrow is death, tomorrow is Barzakh, the interspace between death and Qiyamah. Tomorrow is the day of justice. Wala tuhzina yawm al-qiyamah. Chapter 3, verse 194. Do not disgrace and humiliate us on the day of justice, ya Rabb al-Alameen. So that is what we should be doing. Remember that. Repair, petition Almighty Allah for the past, present, and future. وَعَفُ أَنَّا وَغَفِرْ لَنَا وَرَحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا. Oh Allah, you are our protector, you are our helper. فَانْصُرْنَا لَلْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. You assist us against the non-Muslims who want to cause so much harm to Islam and the Muslims. Guide them to the truth, and if there is no guidance for them, in كُنَّيْسُ النَّابُوتَ الْبِيجَيْهِ, to destroy and decimate the enemies, ya Rabbul Alameen. وَمَا اللَّهُ يُرِيدُ ظُلْمًا لِلْإِبَادِ. وَيَا قَوْمِ, رَجُلْ مُؤْمِنْ, still inviting his people. إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ يَوْمَ التَّنَادِ. I fear for you the day of Tanad. What is Tanad? When a person is in dire straits, difficulty, he's calling this one, calling that one, calling that one, nida. So he'll call everybody. None will be there for him. Yawma yafirru al-mar'u min akhihi wa ummihi wa abihi wa sahibatihi wa bani. Everyone that is close and dear to us, everyone running away in different directions. Our spouses, our children, our parents, our siblings, everybody, nafsi, nafsi. Yawm al-hisab, the day of reckoning. Yawm al-deen, the day of justice. Yawm al-taghabun, the day of great, great losses. How many different names? Yawm al-talaq, watata, alibata, alibete, the day of mulaqat, the day of meeting. See different names, and everyone has a profound meaning and message. Yawma tuwalluna mudbirin. See there it is. On that day, everybody will be running away on their heels, running away from this person and that person. Oh, my beloved father, I love you. Oh, my honorable mother, how we miss you and cherish your love and affection. But that day, everyone is on our own. Cry to Allah, Allahumma arzuqna shafaat al-Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us the safarish, the shafa'ah, the intercession of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, shafa'ati li ahli al-kabair min ummati. My intercession will be for those people of my ummah who perpetrated and committed major, major sins. Then we all will be together. We, our beloved parents, spouses, children, siblings, and the entire Ummah Muslimah, inshaAllah. Ma lakum min Allah min asim. There is no asim. There is no helper, protector for you against Almighty Allah. If Allah does not help us, then who is there for us? Nobody. Wa man yudlillahu fa ma lahu min had. And whosoever Almighty Allah leads astray, is none to guide him and bring him to the right path. Not because Almighty Allah led him astray only, nay. فَلَمَّا زَاهُ أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. Almighty Allah gave every person a fair chance. I am going now from Umslanga to Durban, for example. I'm not going anywhere, example. I know the right routes. I say, no, let me try the shortcuts. In Afrikaans, they have some wonderful sayings. Khutkup as jeerkup. Sometimes we look for cheap things, bargains, and then it turns out to be an expensive exercise. So now that person said, I don't like the path which Almighty Allah choked out for me. I don't like the path which Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us. Allah forbid. I will choose my own way. Hence, when he, the human being, deviated from the path that is shown to him, Azah Allah Qulubahum, Allah Ta'ala lets his heart, everything get deviated. So don't blame anybody else, you blame yourself. May Almighty Allah have mercy on us. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Today, 28th of Jumad al-Ula, 1446. Day number 421 of the Ghazza genocide by the Jutlas, Haramis, war criminals, and by the apartheid state of Israel, that is the cursed nation. 13 jutlas filled in different places. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. 9 Israelis were wounded there in the West Bank. So Alhamdulillah, our Palestinians, with the help and mercy of Allah, are taking them on with limited resources and so forth. Look at this laughable statement by America, Britain, Israel, and their comrades and so forth. They say, nay, tomorrow when the war is over, Hamas cannot run Gaza and cannot be in charge. Because what they did last year, 2023, 7th October, so therefore they cannot be in charge. They killed more than 1,000 jutlas. We say, Alhamdulillah, we're very proud about it. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. So let us use the logic what they are saying. So we say, you haramis, you jutlas, you Zionists, never mind from 1948, from the 14th of May, the day that you say officially Israel was established. So I'm asking you in 46, 47, for documentary evidence, documented well, that you committed so many crimes, massacre upon massacre, for the past 78 years and so forth. So what about you? If they, we say if, because not all of them were killed by Hamas, that many of them were killed by the Israeli diaper force. So let's say 1,000 were killed by Hamas. How many thousand have you killed? Innocent men, women, and babies, the baby killers. So remember that you murdered over 100, 200, 300,000, half a million in the past 78 years. So more so, you are not qualified to run the government and so forth, because you are the scum of the earth and you are the cursed nation forever, and Allah will punish you forever. Chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah Jalla Wala will surely appoint against them people to punish them, Muslim, non-Muslim, atheists, whoever. Alhamdulillah.